KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Shelby County woman was arrested earlier this week. Deputies on Tuesday arrested 26-year-old Kaylee Marie Turner of Harlan on a district court warrant for probation violation. Turner was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released upon sentencing. A traffic stop at around 12.05 a.m. Thursday in Pottawatomie County resulted in a woman being cited and issued a summons with regard to drug-related offenses. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said 32-year-old Megan Marie Travis of Council Bluffs was cited for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The woman was cited after being pulled over by a Pott County deputy in the area of Antique City Drive for a registration violation. A small amount of marijuana in a pink container along with drug paraphernalia was found in the vehicle. And a Nebraska man was arrested at around 8 p.m. Wednesday for OWI first offense after he was located in the 23,000 block of Idlewood Road in Pott County following a citizen's report of a possibly intoxicated driver whose pickup was all over the road and had nearly entered a ditch numerous times. 58-year-old Jeff Kangas of Omaha was interviewed by a deputy and then taken into custody. The demolition has begun at the old Walnut Grove Elementary School in Council Bluffs. The school closed its doors to students in 2014 after the district deemed the school was no longer suitable for use and too costly to repair. At least seven single-family homes will be built on the property after all the school remains are swept away. Construction is expected to start next summer. The Daily Nonpareil reports that at a planned January 21st event at Thomas Jefferson High School, officials will reveal the contents of a time capsule recovered when construction crews first started the demolition. District spokeswoman Diana Ostrowski says the capsule box was placed inside a cornerstone of the elementary building on August 17, 1926. Cass County ISU Extension invites cattle producers to attend an educational program entitled Improving Margins in the Cow-Calf Enterprise. The program will be held at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on January 5th from 6 until 9 p.m. The pre-registration deadline was yesterday, but you can still pay at the door. The cost is $25 for walk-ins, but there's no guarantee of a meal. If you'd still like to pre-register, you can call the Iowa Beef Center at 515-294-2333 or Chris Clark at 712-769-2650. Presenters at the event include Patrick Gunn, Extension Cow-Calf Specialist, and Chris Clark, Extension Beef Field Specialist. The program will cover controlling costs and careful marketing to maintain profits and ways to reduce feed costs, as well as improve revenue for both cows and calves. Elsewhere in state news, police have arrested a man suspected of pepper spraying an Urbandale police officer after a traffic stop. The Urbandale Police News release said 25-year-old Brandon Bordenat was arrested Thursday afternoon in Polk County. He's charged with assault on a police officer and two counts of interference with official acts. Police say the incident began around 5:10 a.m. Thursday when someone reported a possible traffic accident. The department said the officer spotted a vehicle that matched the description of the vehicle reportedly involved, so he pulled it over. The department says that after the officer began talking with the driver, identified as Bordenat, the man sprayed the officer with pepper spray and then fled the scene. An effort to reduce the improper use of handicapped parking spaces goes into effect January 1st. The state of Iowa will no longer issue lifetime handicapped parking permits. Those plastic blue placards with a wheelchair symbol in white that are designed to hang on the rearview mirror when a vehicle is parked in a designated handicapped space. Mark Lowe with the Iowa Department of Transportation says the DOT has issued about half a million of those lifetime permits, and they're supposed to be turned into the DOT when a person dies.
There are people that use their grandmother's placard when they're out driving their car without grandma in the car, so to speak, or that retain placards after somebody has passed away.
Representative Larry Sheets of Moulton said during House debate of this change that too many non-expiring placards are being used well beyond the death of a person who got the permit.
Such misuse of these placards reduces the chance for a truly needy person from finding an available parking spot.
Representative Mary Masher of Iowa City also spoke out on the issue during the House debate.
We've all seen and experienced and watched individuals park in handicapped spots where they shouldn't be.
The state is not yanking the lifetime handicap parking permits that are currently out there, but starting in January, Iowans with a doctor's recommendation will only be able to get permits that are good for either 6 months or 5 years. A federal court is siding with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and against environmental groups in a case that is aimed to hasten water cleanup efforts. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
The Gulf Restoration Network and groups from Mississippi River watershed states argue the EPA needs to enforce more specific water quality standards. On appeal, a U.S. district court ruled the Clean Water Act leaves that authority to the states. Susan Heathcote with the Iowa Environmental Council says it puts more pressure on local efforts.
We know that increased leadership from EPA to enforce the Clean Water Act is probably less likely with the upcoming Trump administration. So we are looking at all of our options, including new litigation.
Heathcote says the EPA has already settled a suit with the state of Missouri, agreeing to enforce standards for water quality in lakes there. I'm Matt Kelly.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced a new policy designed to allow farmers to take land out of a conservation program early if it is to be transferred to the next generation of farmers. Ag Deputy Undersecretary Lannon Backham says beginning January 9th, the USDA will offer an early termination opportunity for certain Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, contracts. Backham made the announcement at the Joe Dunn Farm in central Iowa near Carlisle. Dunn is the father-in-law to Iowa native and former U.S. Marine Aaron White, who with his wife are prospective next-generation farmers. Backham says the chance to give young farmers a better opportunity to succeed makes perfect sense. Normally, early termination of a CRP contract requires repayment of all previous payments plus interest. The new policy waives the repayment if the land is transferred to a beginning farmer or rancher. And the head of Iowa's agriculture department says the state is recovering from the loss of millions of laying hens caused by the 2015 bird flu outbreak. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says Iowa's egg production in October was roughly 1.30 billion eggs, up more than 70% from the same time last year. The average number of laying heads on hand in October was roughly 53 million, up 55% from last year. Recent federal data shows Iowa's egg production was slightly down in November, though the number of laying hens on hand was slightly up. The 2015 bird flu outbreak resulted in the death of more than 30 million Iowa laying hens. Northey says in an end-of-year news release that farmers continue to struggle with crop profitability, but agricultural exports remain strong. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.